first pitch here just a few minutes away. Day Grand Prix finishing up his warm-up down in the West Virginia bullpen, along with Zach Fruit doing the same for Frederick. And Frederick, as I mentioned, looking to get back in the win column here tonight, restore some momentum for them. As for West Virginia, looking to, again, be much of the same. I mean, we're at the point here in the season where there's not really much you can change if you're the Black Bears. And, again, if it's not broke, you don't fix it. That's exactly what the coaching staff led by Jed Jerko is doing. It's just a matter of making sure guys get at-bats, guys in the bullpen get innings, the rotation stays relatively on track, and if you can keep tacking on results, then it's going to make this season much more enjoyable. Now, in terms of scouting, the scouts here in attendance aren't necessarily going to care too much about which team comes out on top, but Jed Jerko pointed out to us in his preseason press conference and reminds his players all the time that, you know, winning teams get scouted more often, and so if you want to potentially get that extra look or two, and that could be the difference maker, then you guys will have to start winning ball games. And that was potentially the message that Jed Jerko sent to them on the bus heading down to Frederick that has really changed the course of this season. And here's Bill Nevin with tonight's starting lineups.
Yeah.
All set for first pitch here at Mon County Ballpark between the visiting Frederick Keys and your West Virginia Black Bears. You just heard the official introduction of tonight's starting lineups and the singing of the national anthem as we take a look at the Black Bears defensively with Cedric Day Grand Prix on the mound, Hunter May behind the dish, your infield from left to right, Ben Greer, Sam Antonacci, Xavier Pinales, Ryan Hernandez over at first in the outfield from left to right, Blaze Brothers, Sam Crail, Merrick Chloop. And for Cedric Day Grand Prix, he'll be facing off against Dylan Hoy, Dominic Freeburger, and Nander DeSantis at the minimum here in the top half of the first inning in his third start, fourth appearance as a member of the West Virginia Black Bears. We see Joseph Parton, tonight's home plate umpire, letting Grand Prix know that he's got two more warm-up pitches. And as more folks can, what is scheduled to be a higher crowd in terms of attendance, Hunter May throws down to second base to complete warm-ups, and Dylan Hoy will step in to get the at-bat going. Dylan Hoy standing in, 5'9", 175 pounds, out of Monroe, New York, and a product of Marist College. Saw him in the lineup last night for Frederick, where he went 1-for-4. First pitch here from Grand Prix, a fastball misses up and away. First pitch scheduled for 7:05, thrown by Grand Prix at 7:09. A ball and no strikes. Grand Prix mentioned out of Chippewa, committed to Arizona State for the fall as the 1-0 pitch is lined to left field, and Blaze Brothers takes a few steps to his right and brings it in for out number one to help Grand Prix settle into this ballgame. Bring up Dominic Freeburger now. 6 foot, 205 pound right-handed hitter out of Baltimore, Maryland. Was at UNC Asheville this past spring semester. Of course, Freeburger, one that was not in the lineup yesterday for first-year manager Joe Oliver. First pitch he sees from Grand Prix, another fastball that misses above the zone, a ball and no strikes. Black Bears defense playing Freeburger pretty much straight up here with one out in the top of the first as Grand Prix delivers the 1-0 pitch and Freeburger gets a piece of it. Another fastball from Grand Prix, but we're even a ball and a strike. Dominic Freeburger looking to get things going here for Frederick offensively. 1-1 from Grand Prix. Another fastball ramping it up to 92, but he misses up and in. Mentioned that Freeburger, the home of Yankees legend Babe Ruth, along with Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, as Grand Prix catches the outer half of the zone on 2-1 with another fastball, and we're back even 2-2. It's been six pitches so far for Cedric Day Grand Prix, all of them fastballs for the young righty out of St. Simon, Quebec, and delivers a 2-2, and Freeburger slaps it the opposite way between Hernandez and Pinales for a one-out single, getting Frederick in the hit column here tonight. As a result, it'll bring up Nander DeSantis. DeSantis making his first appearance here in the series. He was given the night off last night by manager Joe Oliver. Currently riding a seven-game hit streak is Nander DeSantis out of Missouri, waving and missing at the fastball there from Cedric Day Grand Prix. As Grand Prix continues to remain fastball heavy here in the early goings of this one. And now Grand Prix going to throw over to first base and keep tabs on Freeburger as the Keys DH gets back in safely. DeSantis hitting .325 so far this season with Frederick as Grand Prix comes set. 0-1 pitch. Change up that time from the Canadian right-hander. Missing high and away, and we're even a ball and a strike. Of course, Cedric Day Grand Prix mentioned out of Chippewa following in the steps of other fellow former Canadian big leaguers, including Russell Martin as he pumps the fastball by DeSantis there at 92 as the key shortstop falls behind a ball and two strikes. Nander DeSantis, a native of Panama City, out of Montverde Academy, the same high school that produced Mets infielder Francisco Lindor, as Grand Prix drops in a 2-2 curveball trying to catch the outer half of the plate. Can't do it. Rather, that was a 1-2 curveball to make it 2-2 as he comes set here from the stretch. Brings the pitch home. Another fastball, and it's fouled straight back. That'll keep the count right where it is. DeSantis was also a 29th round pick of the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2018 out of Montverde Academy High School. Looking to hear his name called for the second time in the MLB draft. 2-2 from Grand Prix, and DeSantis spoils it again into the netting directly above the Keys dugout. Grand Prix having to work here heavily against Nander DeSantis, as neither guy really wants to give in this at-bat. As Grand Prix continues to work from the stretch, the 2-2. Fastball, inner half of the zone, and he caught him looking. First strikeout for Cedric Day Grand Prix, and there's two gone in the top of the first. A beautiful fastball on the inner half of the plate. DeSantis turned and thought the pitch was going to run in on him, but caught enough of the zone for Joseph Parton's liking, and DeSantis certainly not agreeing with the call there. Now Kendall Yule will step to the plate for Frederick, 347 hitter. Riding a five-game hit streak is Kendall Yule. Was 1-for-3 yesterday for the visitors, and Grand Prix throws over to first base just before the at-bat begins, as Freeburger is able to get in safely without a tag. Yule, 40th round pick of the Rockies in 2019. Grand Prix comes set, delivers the pitch. 79 with the curveball missing down and away. A ball and no strikes to Kendall Yule. Yule spending some time in the Appalachian League for the Bluefield Ridge Runners. Same man as Yule blisters this one out to right center field. Schloop unable to get there. It's going to ricochet all the way to the warning track and take a hop over the fence. It'll go down as a ground rule double, and for the West Virginia Black Bears, that may have been the best result you could have got there, as it keeps both runners on the bases. Two in scoring position nonetheless, but had that ball stayed in the ballpark, Dominic Freeburger was ticketed for the plate. And now it brings up the ever-dangerous Jake Plastiak. Mentioned that he hit a home run last night in the pregame show. Seven-game hit streak, as Plastiak gets set to face Cedric Day Grand Prix. Plastiak, a 273 hitter this time around with the Keys. And I say this time around because he spent last season in the inaugural year of the MLB Draft League with them as well. Grand Prix working with runners on first and second, drops in a first pitch curveball on the outer half of the plate for strike one. Jake Plastiak was over at third base last night, now moves his way across the diamond to take over first base. As Day Grand Prix continues to work from the stretch, the 0-1 pitch. Broken bat through the legs of Cedric Day Grand Prix. It'll go down as what would be imagined an infield single as Freiberger comes across the plate. Yule moves up to third, and just like that, it's 1-0 Frederick. As you see, Cedric Day Grand Prix got caught up a little bit with the short of the bat that broke there from Jake Plastiak, trying to dodge out of the way of it, lost sight of the baseball as it squirmed between his legs. And now Carlos Guzman will step in here for Frederick with two on, one in scoring position. Guzman out of Northwest Florida State, committed to Missouri State, as Cedric Day Grand Prix pumps in a fastball there at 89 atop the zone. Carlos Guzman, a native of Venezuela, arriving here in the United States at the age of 14. The 0-1 pitch waved at it to his changeup. Guzman quickly behind. No balls and two strikes. Rather, the curve there that time as it had a little bit of 12-6 action from the young right-hander working out of the stretch. Nods in approval of the sign. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Tag applied by Hunter May. Appeal out to first base. And said to have not gone around there was Carlos Guzman, 1-2. See it here on the replay, and that's about as close as you can get for Carlos Guzman to have not gone around. 1-2 pitch. Grand Prix trying to fit it in at the top of the zone, just a bit too high for the liking of Joseph Parton. We're back even 2-2. Guzman looking to double the Keys advantage as things speak. Pitch home, waved at and missed as Cedric Day Grand Prix pumped the fastball by him at 93. Two punch outs in the inning for Cedric Day Grand Prix, but not before Frederick tacks on an early run as we head to the Black Bears half of the inning with the Keys ahead 1-0. Back for the bottom of the first, West Virginia Black Bears coming to bat for the first time here in game two of this three-game set. Set to face Zach Fruit, working here with his battery mate for tonight, Carlos Guzman. Infield for Frederick from left to right. Jesus Pena at the hot corner. In the hole at short, Nander DeSantis, Dylan Hawaii Manning second base, and Jake Plastiak over at first. Your Frederick outfield from left to right, Dominic Freiberger, Logan Sanders, and Kendall Yule. Zach Fruit will be set to face Sam Crail, Sam Antonacci, and Blaze Brothers. Three guys atop Jed Jerko's lineup here tonight, hitting 350 or better. Of course, you could make that remark about the top four hitters in the lineup. Would have to include Ryan Hernandez in that feat as well, and a credit to the Black Bears first baseman as Fruit's warm-up period has concluded. Sam Crail will step in, manning center field tonight. Sam Crail hitting 350 here in year two of the draft league. Mentioned that he was with Mahoning Valley last series. Favorite baseball team for Sam Crail, the Boston Red Sox, as Zach Fruit catches the outer half of the zone with the first pitch fastball. And that draws a little bit of a groan from the Black Bears crowd here in attendance tonight. Not necessarily agreeing with the call there from Joseph Parton as Fruit delivers from the windup. It runs in. Thought it had gotten a piece of Crail, but center fielder was just able to get out of the way and we're even a ball and a strike. Middle infielders here for Frederick on the outfield grass as pitch bounced and now the 1-1 pitch from Fruit. Another fastball on the outer half of the plate. Taken for strike two. And that'll draw an even louder groan from the Black Bears crowd. Lack of approval for Joseph Parton. Strike zone. And 1-2 waved at and missed there by Sam Crail. Pumping it in at 94 with the fastball. One gone here in the bottom of the first. It'll bring up Sam Antonacci here for West Virginia. Antonacci leading the team in terms of batting average at 391. Out of Springfield, Illinois. First pitch fastball there, taken for strike one. Antonacci, product of Heartland Community College, with the name, the hometown of Springfield, Illinois. Home of former Nationals outfielder Jason Wirth, as Fruit drops in another strike on the outer half of the plate. Again with the fastball at 95, and Antonacci quickly behind, no balls and two strikes. Fruit from the windup. Fastball there, missing outside, as the Black Bear shortstop works himself back into the count. Zach Fruit utilizes a three-pitch mix, the fastball, the slider, and the changeup. As it delivers here, another fastball at Antonacci spoils. Keeps the count right where it is. Outfield shaded slightly to the right, leaving a gap out in right center field. 1-2 pitch, fastball missing up and away. Evens the count 2-2 on Sam Antonacci. Looking to get the Black Bears in the hit column here in this bottom of the first, trailing 1-0. 2-2 from Fruit. Again with the fastball, and again missing up and away as the count runs full. Antonacci, a 2019 Prep Baseball Report Future Games participant. As the payoff pitch is waved at and missed there by Antonacci. Two strikeouts in as many batters faced by Zach Fruit, as he went back to his late tail to it, and Antonacci was unable to come up with anything. Blaze Brothers will stand in. 375 hitter for the West Virginia Black Bears out of Springdale, Arkansas. Product of Northeastern State, just finished up his junior year. His first pitch there from Zach Fruit was off speed, missing inside. Brothers getting ahead, a ball and no strikes. Blaze Brothers earning his second MIAA Gold Glove Award in 2022, as the 1-0 pitch, fastball, able to catch the outer half of the plate this time, evens the count, a ball and a strike. See it here on the replay. Curveball there from Fruit, rather the slider, able to catch the zone just at knee height, as Brothers with a check swing here on 1-1 fouls it into the netting above the Black Bears dugout, and Brothers now behind a ball and two strikes. Brothers also an all MIAA first team selection in 2022, recognizing the elite campaign that he had, where he hit an even 300 as he waves and misses at the 1-2 changeup in the dirt, and Carlos Guzman will throw down to first to complete the punch out. So it's three up, three down for West Virginia as they all go down swinging. We're through one here in Mont County Ballpark. Frederick 1, West Virginia 0. Top of the second, here we go here from Mont County Ballpark, as 7, 8, and 9 are set to face Cedric Day Grand Prix, that being Logan Sanders, Jesus Pena, and Petey Guo. Logan Sanders set to step into the batter's box first here. 220 hitter for the Frederick Keys so far this season out in center field, riding a three-game hit streak. One of the best hitters from St. Petersburg College, a JUCO school in St. Petersburg, Florida, as Day Grand Prix delivers a first pitch fastball top the zone for strike one. Logan Sanders standing in out of Tucson, Arizona, 6'1", 187 pounds. As the 0-1 pitch, comebacker back up the middle for a leadoff single. Logan Sanders able to reach safely, and the ball's bobbled by Sam Crail, and Logan Sanders will be able to take the extra base as a result of it. So it's a single for Logan Sanders, and then would have to imagine an error there on Crail out in center field, as we see it here on the replay. Just took his eyes off the ball a split second before it fell into the pocket of his glove. As it'll bring up now Jesus Pena. Pena, product of Miami Springs Prep High School in Miami, Florida, standing in with the runner in scoring position as Day Grand Prix goes back to the stretch. First pitch, curveball there from Grand Prix. It drops out of the zone. The ball and no strikes. Grand Prix getting his sign now from Hunter May, the experienced catcher for West Virginia, as we saw a little bit of hesitation there from Logan Sanders. Took off towards third and then backtrack. Hunter May was quickly out of the crouch. Count goes to 2-0 on Jesus Pena. Jesus Pena committed to Chippewa College, where Cedric Day Grand Prix currently studies. Well, should say studied, as he's committed to Arizona State. 2-0 pitch from him. Fastball waved at and missed by Pena, as Pena still ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. Of course, Chippewa College, also where David Castillo plays his ball. Saw him last night for Frederick as Grand Prix comes set, delivers the 2-1. Fastball again, this time below the knees, and it's three balls and a strike to Pena. Runner in scoring position here for Frederick, looking to double their lead as they have a 1-0 advantage here in the top of the second. 3-1 pitch, fouled off as Sanders was taking off for third, and now that one will carry out a play down into section 108. Count running full on Pena. Mentioned that Pena attended Miami Springs High School, the alma mater of current White Sox catcher Yasmani Grandal. As Pena appeared to crack his bat there. It's the second Frederick Keys bat that we've seen crack here in just two innings of play. He had to make a trip to the dugout and get a new stick. And now Grand Prix going to step off, and Sanders took off, and Grand Prix thought he had applied the tag himself. He'll throw to Ben Greer, and now Greer able to apply the tag and erase Logan Sanders. Score that one 1-5 in what was a sequence of events that was unconventional, as Logan Sanders was able to show off his football moves there with a nice juke around Cedric Day Grand Prix. But then Grand Prix over to Ben Greer and letting his infielder do the rest of the work. Still a 3-2 count on Jesus Pena as Grand Prix comes set here at the belt. Pitch home, fouled off by Pena. Keeps the count right where it is. Jesus Pena had previously committed to Wake Forest, but decided to change things up and go the JUCO route. Top prospect on the left side of the infield that Chippewa will be getting this fall. Another 3-2 from Grand Prix. And again, fouled to the netting of the backstop. Keep the count right where it is. Jesus Pena now making Cedric Day Grand Prix work with the fastball that went up and in. It was good pitch location there from Grand Prix, but just a solid swing there from Jesus Pena on a pitch that was too close for comfort. 3-2 pitch again. Called strike three, outer half of the plate, as Cedric Day Grand Prix went to the fastball, freezing Jesus Pena, much to his dismay. Two gone here in the top of the second. And that was a beautiful frame from Hunter May in the process. As Petey Guo standing in here, the DH tonight for Frederick. Batting in the ninth spot, mentioned him in the pregame show, out of Shanghai, China. 6 foot, 165 pounds, fouling off the first pitch fastball there from Cedric Day Grand Prix. Guo so far hitting 667 in the MLB Draft League. Certainly a batting average that is very exceptional, as the 0-1 pitch well outside there, as Hunter May snapped the glove just to keep that one within his range, having it drop down next to him in the process. Day Grand Prix getting his sign from May. Delivers the 1-1 fastball top of the zone, taken for strike two. Guo started to go around, but instead held up. Just like Joe Chu, Petey Guo out of the MLB China Academy here in the MLB Draft League. 1-2 pitch fouled off into the netting above the Black Bears dugout. Keeps the count right where it is. Of course, the MLB China Academy, led by Ray Chang, spending 10 years in the minor league organizations for the Padres, Pirates, Red Sox, Twins, and Reds. As the 1-2 pitch there from Day Grand Prix drops below the zone. Another curveball from the Canadian right-hander. And we're back even 2-2. Crowd here at the mound getting into it, recognizing that Cedric Day Grand Prix one pitch away from getting out of the inning, and delivers a 2-2. And it's called strike three again, as Cedric Day Grand Prix throws him with a fastball just like he did Jesus Pena. 4 Ks over the course of two innings of work for Cedric Day Grand Prix, as we're through 1.5 here at the Mon. Frederick ahead of West Virginia by a score of 1-0. Bottom of the second here for West Virginia, from Ryan Hernandez, Hunter May, and Ryan McCoy. As Ryan Hernandez will be the one to lead it off here for West Virginia, Zach Fruit, inning number two of work. Of course, it's the second inning that has been a little bit troublesome for Zach Fruit, as he's conceded 3 runs in the second inning over his last 3 outings, compared to just 2 in the first, third, and the fourth, Fruit not working beyond the fourth inning here in the draft league. Delivers the first pitch. Hernandez chops it down the third baseline. That'll carry into left field past the diving Jesus Pena. Hernandez chugging towards second, losing his helmet. He'll be into second base, standing up with a leadoff double. A solid piece of hitting there for Ryan Hernandez. One pitch was all he needed, and he finds himself in scoring position for Hunter May. Of course, May, a 278 hitter, solid average for catcher himself out of Alabama State and Slidell, Louisiana, hometown for Hunter May. Dylan Hoy, the one to hold on Ryan Hernandez, leaving a large gap on the right side of the infield. First pitch to May, chopped foul back towards the Keys dugout. No balls and a strike. Hunter May, a business management major at Alabama State. working here against Zach Fruit. He's pitching from the stretch for the first time tonight. Delivers the 0-1. Fastball that misses down and away, and we're back even. Pitch there from Fruit at 93 miles per hour. Certainly not the hardest we've seen him throw, but certainly not slow by any means. As the 1-1 pitch taken outside for another ball. Strong eye there from Hunter May, who got the opportunity to face the number one ranked team in college, the regionals round of this year's NCAA tournament. 2-1 pitch. Off speed there from Fruit, able to catch the outer half of the zone, and we're back even 2-2. Hunter May shaking his head almost as if he didn't necessarily agree with that call completely. But Fruit will come set at the belt. Quick look to Hernandez and then deals. Another fastball missing down and away. Ramping it up there to 95 was Fruit. And that's the velo we've seen from a right-hander at times. Running the count full nonetheless. Payoff pitch to May. Fouled to the backstop netting. And after Joseph Parton delivers a new baseball to Zach Fruit, we'll be set to do it all over again in just a few seconds. Mentioned that May was out of Slidell, Louisiana, the home of Nationals right-handed pitcher Will Harris, along with former big league infielder Logan Morrison. Payoff pitch to May. Blooper off the end of his barrel, heading towards right field. That one's going to drop in front of Kendall Yule, and it gets past him. Jimmy Galuski going to wave home. Ryan Hernandez, Hunter May, chugging for third. Yule just getting the ball in. Hunter May going to find himself at third base. We're tied up at one apiece, and the Black Bears are knocking on the door once again. Just last inning, we saw Sam Crail bobble a ball. It wasn't settling into his glove, and now Kendall Yule overrunning the baseball there as Hunter May winds up at third base. And just like with Sam Crail, that one has the potential to go down as a potential error against Yule. But as we've seen here, a little bit of generous scoring in the draft league, that one may be a triple. The first pitch to Ryan McCoy, a fastball missing outside, a ball and no strikes. McCoy out of Wabash Valley Community College, commit to Louisville for the fall. 1-0 pitch to him, another fastball missing well outside, two balls and no strikes. Of course, Ryan McCoy spent last season with the Black Bears in the MLB Draft League as well, where he led the league. There was a 2-0 off-speed pitch, again missing outside. Looked to be a slider there from Fruit, but it's three balls and no strikes. Hunter May is getting credited with the triple there. As the 3-0 pitch is grounded to short, May chugging towards the plate. DeSantis going to sling it over to first to retire McCoy. But the Black Bears DH tacks on an RBI in the process. And it's 2-1 West Virginia. Ryan McCoy certainly doing the job. And he'll get some high fives from the dugout as he makes his way back. As McCoy will get the job done. Merrick Schloop now standing in. Schloop, D2 national champion for North Greenville. Had a couple of hits last night as he waves and misses at a first pitch fastball there from Zach Fruit. We've seen both right-handers here in this one relying heavily upon their fastball. Of course, Fruit throwing a little bit harder than Cedric Day Grand Prix as Chaloup foul tips that one into the glove of Carlos Guzman, quickly behind, no balls and two strikes. The base is empty. Zach Fruit will go back to the windup, working from the right side of the rubber. Comes set, kicks and deals. Schloop, hard grounder, left side, fielded and then bobbled by Nander DeSantis. Schloop going to reach safely. And now we play the waiting game to see whether or not that one goes down as an error. Nander DeSantis had his vision cut off by Jesus Pena, who was charging towards the ball. And that one, in fact, going to go down as an error against Nander DeSantis to bring up Ben Greer. Ben Greer hitting .333 so far with West Virginia as Fruit's going to throw over to first and keep tabs on Schloop. Merrick Schloop certainly capable of swiping a few bags as he took 29 of them on 32 attempts at North Greenville. First pitch to Greer. Fastball at 93, missing the outer half of Greer out of San Jacinto North Community College in Texas. Committed to Abilene Christian for the fall. 1-0 fastball atop the zone for strike one as Fruit gets himself level in the count. Just like we've seen from multiple occurrences this season, when an opponent strikes first, West Virginia certainly known to rally back and take the lead as Fruit will throw over again to first base. Plastiak not even going to try and apply a tag on Schloop. Greer transferring to San Jacinto North from Baylor University. 1-1 pitch. Another fastball again missing up and away is Fruit. And the second inning struggles continue for the young right-hander. 22 years of age out of Dundee, Michigan is Zach Fruit. Product of Eastern Michigan. 2-1 pitch waved at and missed there by Greer as the changeup was pumped in at 82. See it here on the replay. Just a little bit of a late swing there from Ben Greer on a pitch that had some late life to it. Black Bears ahead in this one, 2-1. Schloop standing down at first. It takes off for second. The 2-2 pitch well outside. Throw down to second. Not in time as Schloop gets the left hand in. A win-win there for the Black Bears as count goes to 3-2 on Ben Greer and Schloop a stolen base. Product of the Czech Republic continuing to be a menace in the early goings of his time here with West Virginia, putting himself in scoring position for Ben Greer. Fruit looked down to Schloop at second. Payoff pitch to Greer, waved at and missed with a fastball that ran up and in at 92. Third punch out there for Zach Fruit of the outing. And now Xavier Pinales will stand in with one on and two outs. Pinales, mentioned it in the pregame show, had the go at the right center field yesterday for the Black Bears. And now we see Dylan Hoy a step onto the outfield grass, recognizing the pull tendency from Pinales on the right side. First pitch waved at and missed. Another fastball there from Fruit. Of course, just before Pinales hit that 2 RBI triple, my color analyst last night, Manny Maradiegue, who couldn't join us tonight, was just talking about how Pinales struggled from the left side, waving and missing at a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. There is Pinales, now behind no balls and two strikes. And then, of course, Pinales was able to rip that one to right center field. Pinales out of Gonzaga, 0-2 pitch, missing down and in there, slider from Fruit. A ball and two strikes to the Black Bears second baseman. Pinales out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the home of Hall of Famer in baseball, Hank Aaron. Certainly no explanation needed for what he did to the game of baseball as the 1-2 pitch. Off speed again, missing down and in for the second time in as many pitches. And Pinales works himself back level in the count, two balls and two strikes. An inning of twos, two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs across here for West Virginia on two hits. Pitch home from Zach Fruit, and that one skied in the air out to left center field. Freeburger and Sanders close in on it, but Freeburger gives way to Logan Sanders for out number three, but not before West Virginia tacks on two runs, leadoff double from Ryan Hernandez, and then the RBI triple from Hunter May. May coming around to score on the ground ball from Ryan McCoy. The Julius Pepperoni race coming up here at Mon County Ballpark, and we'll bring you the result when we return here from Mon County Ballpark.
Primary source of vitamin. This is the first time. This is the first time. This is the first time. This is the first time.
pepperoni and cheese patty taking tonight's Julia's Pepperoni Roll Race, officially breaking the three-way tie atop the standings here in the Pepperoni Roll Race. Pepperoni and cheese patty now at four. Hot Pepper Hank, Double Stuff Dave, each with three as Cedric Day Grand Prix gets set to face the top of the Frederick Keys lineup. Dylan Hoy, Dominic Freeburger, and Nander DeSatis. First pitch there from Day Grand Prix. Off speed atop the zone, taken for strike one. Dylan Hoy also playing in the New England Collegiate Baseball League last summer. Very familiar with playing some summer ball. Is 0-1 pitch, a fastball knee high, taken for strike two. Catch it here on the replay. Yep, right at the knees. Beautiful. Cedric Day Grand Prix stares in for the sign. Gets it, now comes set. 0-2 pitch, curveball in the dirt. Hoy thought about it, but held up in plenty of time. Dylan Hoy creating his own clothing line known as Create Yourself, which stems from his own adventure in the baseball world and more. 292 hitter this past spring at Marist. As Cedric Day Grand Prix comes set, pitch comes home, another curveball missing below the knees. Two balls and two strikes. Cedric Day Grand Prix had a 280 ERA in 18 appearances and 12 starts in his time this past spring at Chippewa College. Allotted him the opportunity to move up to the Division I level as he delivers a 2-2 pitch lined right at Ben Greer over at third for out number one. Ben Greer only had to squat down to field that one and right into the mitt for out number one. And now Dominic Freeburger will stand in here for the Keys. Once again, Freeburger coming to the plate with nobody on. And it was Freeburger who got Frederick into the hit column in the first inning with the single, coming around to score on the double from Kendall Yule. First pitch to Freeburger, this time a fastball running up and in. A ball and no strikes. Freeburger coming out of high school, ranked as the 7th best infielder in the state of Maryland, courtesy of Perfect Game. 1-0 fastball taken for a strike to even the count. Black Bears outfield shaded slightly to their left, leaving a large gap out in left center field. As Day Grand Prix comes set, delivers the 1-1, another fastball, and it's fouled off that time by Dominic Freeburger back towards section 109. And now Freeburger behind a ball and Grand Prix staring in here, awaiting the sign from Hunter May. Coming set at the belt. Kicks and deals. 0-2 curveball missing outside, rather 1-2. Runs the count even 2-2. Grand Prix thought he had him frozen again, as we see it here on the replay, and it just carried a bit too far for the liking of Cedric Day Grand Prix. Now comes set again on the right side of the rubber. Pitch home to Freeburger, who fouls it off again, carrying towards the berm on the right field side of the ballpark. It'll ricochet off the wall and head back into the field of play, so Merrick Chaloup will have to take a second here and retrieve that ball. We do see some long toss going on in the West Virginia bullpen. Zach Bravo getting loose. The 2-2 pitch from Grand Prix. Fastball, caught him looking. Cedric Day Grand Prix, his 5th strikeout of the outing. 4 of them looking as he goes to the fastball one again, and there's 2 gone here in the top of the 3rd. That'll now bring up Nander DeSatis. Nobody on and 2 outs. DeSatis primarily playing second base in his collegiate years, but has played some shortstop as the first pitch, a fastball in 93 from Grand Prix, misses down and in. Nander DeSatis looking for a little bit of two-out life here for Frederick. 1-0 pitch Fastball taken on the outer half of the plate despite being bobbled by Hunter May. Joseph Parton able to see exactly where that one hit as the count evens, a ball and a strike. Black Bears middle infield well on the outfield grass, playing DeSeda straight up, and with two outs and nobody on, want to give yourself as much baseball as you can. With dangerous Kendall Yule on deck. And now some chirping here from the dugout from Keys manager Joe Oliver to Joseph Parton behind the plate as Parton stepped away from the field of play and went and dealt with Joe Oliver. 1-1 pitch from Grand Prix. Looping curveball. Thought he caught the outer corner, but just a bit too far outside. Two balls and a strike. The only thing I can think of for Joe Oliver arguing was the called strike to even the count at 1-1 as Grand Prix delivers another curveball on the outer half of the plate. Evens the count 2-2. Little shake of the head there in disgust from Joe Oliver, so more than likely arguing the balls and strikes with Joseph Parton. Joe Oliver probably a little bit thankful this isn't the major leagues as he may have found himself tossed. 2-2 pitch from Grand Prix, chopped back to the mound. Grand Prix able to field it cleanly, throwing over to first, beating, thought he beat the status by a step, but ruled safe over there at first base by Ronnie Whiting. Catch it here again on the replay. DeSedis hustling down the line and the throw over to first base just about a half a second too late, if that. So it'll go down as an infield single for Nander DeSedis, and Cedric Day Grand Prix has to now face Kendall Yule with a runner on and two outs here in the top of the third. Black Bears ahead 2-1. Of course, every time Kendall Yule comes to the plate, ideally you would have nobody on base, recognizing the power that he brings to the table, along with the guy standing on deck, Jake Plastiak. As Grand Prix goes to the stretch, first pitch fastball there, taken on the outer half of the plate for strike one. Cedric Day Grand Prix, three pitch mix, the fastball, the curveball, the changeup. Kendall Yule, a major in broadcast. 0-1 pitch. Looping curveball there from Grand Prix. Just couldn't get it to catch the top half of the zone. We're even, a ball and a strike. Kendall Yule quickly stepping out of the batter's box and now being granted time by home plate umpire Joseph Parton. Possibly a little bit of a timing issue there just to get into the head of Cedric Day Grand Prix. 1-1 pitch. Fastball outer half of the zone. Taken for strike two. Cedric Day Grand Prix looking for punch out number six here for West Virginia. Has thrown 58 pitches to this point. Quick look over at first base to DeSedis. Delivers the 1-2. Fastball just outside. Crowd here tonight thought for sure that one was strike three. And it was framed beautifully by Hunter May, but a little just too much movement there of the glove. And now Grand Prix. Another look over to DeSedis. And can throw over Hernandez applying the tag, but DeSedis able to get in safely. Kendall Yule just finishing up his sophomore season, was chosen to the Ohio Valley Conference All-Freshman team last season. 2-2 pitch to him. Fastball missing down and away. It'll run the count full. And this is a little bit of a dangerous spot here for Cedric Day Grand Prix. Recognizing that Jake Plastiak looms in the background. Grand Prix comes set. Payoff pitch to Yule. Looping curveball well above the zone. Kendall Yule able to draw the walk, and it'll put two on here now for Jake Plastiak as Cedric Day Grand Prix is going to like his appear to just slip out of his hand a bit too soon.
First baseman Jake Plastiak
now coming to the plate out of University of Kentucky. Started his career collegially at Wichita State before moving to Wabash Valley Community College. Grand Prix comes set, delivers a first pitch fastball, and that one fouled straight back, hitting directly above the visiting radio booth for a long strike one. Second time in as many nights we've had one hit above the visiting radio booth. Quick look down to Yule at second, 0-1 pitch, fastball again from Grand Prix in the dirt, even 1-1. Kendall Yule over at first, rather, Nander DeSantis, the one at second base. One pitch. Check swing there from Plastiak, but ruled to have gone around by Joseph Parton behind the dish. A ball and two strikes, and we check it here on the replay, and yep, Plastiak went around. That one's clear as day. No need for anybody to appeal on that one. Joseph Parton will say, I'll do it myself. And now the Black Bears one strike away from getting out a little of this little bit of a jam. Hunter May setting up outside. The 1-2 pitch. Chopped is short. Antonacci up with it. He'll step on second base himself to retire the side. So Cedric Day Grand Prix gets out of it with a scoreless third inning as Plastiak ultimately records a fielder's choice. As we're through 2.5 here at Mont County Ballpark, it's West Virginia 2 and Frederick 1. Bottom of the third we go here from the mound. Top of the order coming to the plate here for West Virginia. Sam Crail, Sam Antonacci, Blaze Brothers. Looking to pick up right where this Black Bears offense left off in the bottom of the second when they sent six to the plate, tacking on two runs. Sam Crail out of St. Leo University, hometown of Sheridan, Indiana. First pitch to him well outside there. Change up that time from Zach Fruit. Sam Crail mentioned that his favorite baseball team was the Red Sox. This is the 1-0 pitch. Fastball well below the knees. Crail gets ahead, two balls and no strikes. His favorite athletes, Adam Frazier, current Seattle Mariner, former Pittsburgh Pirate, and Tom fastball. Thought it caught enough of the zone, but not to Joseph Parton's liking. Three balls and no strikes to Crail. Zach Bravo continuing to loosen in the Black Bears bullpen. Be set to come on here in the fourth, would imagine, as Crail waves and misses at the 3-0 fastball, given the green light by third base coach Jimmy Galuski. seen that a lot from the Black Bears when up 3-0, getting the green light to swing as the 3-1 pitch is fouled into the netting of the backstop, and in the blink of an eye, the count run full on Sam Crail. Of course, athleticism running in the Crail family. His sister Katie, a softball player at Indiana Tech. Payoff pitch from Fruit, and Crail spoils it again, sending this one back towards the road beyond section 101. That'll leave the count right where it is, and Zach Fruit will have to throw at least one more pitch to Sam Crail. As he gets the sign from Carlos Guzman. Another 3-2. Crail popping it up, carrying out a play over the awning. Sam Crail continuing to fight here for the Black Bears, trying to get on for Antonacci and brothers behind him. Payoff pitch waved at and missed there by Crail. Second punch out for Sam Crail as Zach Fruit went to his slider once again, and one gone here in the bottom of the third. For Sam Antonacci now set to stand in the top of the first when Zach Fruit faced these three hitters. It was three straight punch outs as now Zach Fruit makes his way to the dugout. Appears to be handing something to his pitching coach, Dennis Rasmussen. Possible Zach Fruit working from the windup here against Antonacci. First pitch, fastball missing high and away. The 1-0 pitch to Antonacci this time, able to catch the inner half of the plate, taken for a strike. It's mentioned that Springfield, Illinois was the home of Jason Wirth. 1-1 slider taken for strike two on the outer half of the zone. Springfield also the home of two U.S. presidents. 16th U.S. President Abraham Lincoln and 18th President Ulysses S. Grant. 1-2 pitch to Antonacci. Fastball well outside. Back even 2-2. Fruit from the windup delivers, and Antonacci will spoil that one and send it to the backstop. Leaves the count right where it is. Zach Fruit now at the 54 pitch mark here for Frederick. Still nobody loosening in their bullpen, so his game for the time being. Another 1-2, that one well away from Carlos Guzman as it was just a bit outside. Count will run full now to Sam Antonacci. Fruit nodding in approval of the sign from Guzman. Pitch home. Misses outside. One out walk drawn by Sam Antonacci to get Blaze Brothers to the plate with a runner on and one out. Patience pays off there for Sam Antonacci as it brings up Blaze Brothers. Blaze Brothers, primarily an infielder, move out to left field with Antonacci, Pinales, Anglin, who's not in the lineup tonight after being hit by a pitch, and Ben Greer. Jed Jerko looking to keep his bat in the lineup as Fruit throws over to first. Antonacci back in standing up. Brothers, prior to Northeastern State, spending two seasons at Cowley County Community College in Kansas, hitting a grand slam in the 2019 JUCO World Series. Antonacci takes off for second, pitch waved at and missed by Brothers, and the throw from Guzman, well high of second base. Credit to Nander DeSantis there for backing that one up as it was ticketed for center field otherwise. A ball and no strikes now to Blaze Brothers, and Joe Oliver back out of the dugout talking to home plate umpire Joseph Parton. quick conversation between the two, and not exactly sure what's going on down on the field. Now all three umpires are going to get together. Joe Oliver potentially asking for catcher's interference. Rather, batter interference on Blaze Brothers. That could be the only thing that Oliver could be appealing, is that Brothers got in the way of Carlos Guzman to make the throw. Three umpires got together, talked about it, and then quickly dispersed, and things appear to be staying the way they are. And you see Joe Oliver standing atop the dugout steps, putting his hands up and not being able to believe the fact that Brothers wasn't called for interference. Still a ball and no strikes to the Black Bears left fielder, and pitch waved at and missed. The fastball by Fruit. Joe Oliver still very vocal. Dugout. As Joseph Parton signals, no balls and two strikes, but the first pitch was well above the zone. That one gets away from Guzman down in the dirt. Throw into third, not in time, as Antonacci swipes another bag. So 1-2 count now to Blaze Brothers. And with Antonacci moving up to third, the Keys infield drawn in, looking to cut down play at the plate. Fruit from the windup, pitch home. Fastball running in too much on Brothers. We're back even 2-2. Now we've got a lefty loosening up in the Frederick bullpen. Cameron Tuller warming up. 2-2 pitch from Fruit, and it's called strike three on the outer half of the plate. Perfect pitch there from Zach Fruit to retire Brothers with a punch out for the second time in as many trips to the plate. Ryan Hernandez will stand in, trying to drive home Antonacci. Keys infield moves back as a result of two outs now being recorded. Hernandez, dangerous hitter for the Black Bears. Keys shifting accordingly. First pitch, check swing. Appeal out to Ronnie Whiting, and Ronnie Whiting ruling that Hernandez did go around, and you can just tell Ryan Hernandez not approving of that call right there. Guzman back behind the plate. 0-1 pitch from Fruit, grounded through the right side of the infield. RBI single for Ryan Hernandez, scoring Sam Antonacci. And in the blink of an eye, perfect hitting there from Ryan Hernandez to squeeze it through the gap between a diving Jake Plastiak and Dylan Hoy to bring home Antonacci from third and double the Black Bears' advantage. Hunter May now standing in. We have another arm up in the Frederick bullpen. Hernandez taking off for second. First pitch, a strike. Throw into second base in time. And it appears that the leg of Ryan Hernandez came off the bag. Check it here on the replay. No, it was a high leg from Hernandez on the slide that allowed Dylan Hoy to be able to apply the tag. So Hunter May not even recording a plate appearance. We're through three here at Mon County Ballpark. It's the Black Bears 3 and the Keys 1. back here for the top of the fourth, and Zach Bravo will in fact be taking the mound here for West Virginia. So the day is done for Cedric Day Grand Prix. His final line coming your way. Three innings pitched, conceded five hits, gave up just the one run that was in fact earned, walked one and struck out five. So another solid outing there for Cedric Day Grand Prix. As Bravo had Wednesday night's game not been canceled, would have been the one to start tonight's contest. But Jed Jerko opting to bring Bravo out of the bullpen and have Grand Prix start the contest. As Bravo will be facing Carlos Guzman, Logan Sanders, and Jesus Pena. Guzman involved in the caught stealing with Ryan Hernandez last half inning. Bravo comes set. First pitch runs inside. Almost clips Guzman. But the experienced catcher able to jump out of the way of that one. Zach Bravo, four pitch mix. Runs up and in again. 90 from the fastball there of Bravo. Guzman now ahead, two balls and no strikes. Bravo working rather quickly. A 2-0 pitch. Another fastball. This one's fouled off down towards the camera well. On the first base side of the ballpark, a long strike one, but allows Bravo to work his way back in nonetheless. Guzman from Winter Garden, Florida, home of Cardinals reliever Austin Gomber. 2-1 pitch tried to catch the inner half of the zone, but missed upstairs. It looked like Bravo took a little bit off that. Now delivers a 3-1, runs up and in to Guzman. It's a five-pitch walk conceded by Zach Bravo to put the tying run on now for Logan Sanders. Sanders, his father Anthony played three seasons in the big leagues with Toronto in 1999 and Seattle in 2000 and 2001. Anthony currently the Orioles' first base coach. First pitch there from Bravo, a curveball down in the dirt. Ball one to Sanders. Previously playing at Pima Community College in his hometown of Tucson, Arizona. And Sanders blisters this one into the left center field gap. That one's going to get down. Krell able to field it cleanly. It will go down as a double there for Logan Sanders to now put two runners in scoring position for Frederick with Jesus Pena coming to the plate. Certainly not how Zach Bravo would have imagined this outing to start for him, as he conceded two runners in as many batters faced, a walk and a double. And now it'll be interesting to see what Jed Jerko does with the Black Bears infield defensively. Appears to be keeping them back. First pitch there from Bravo, fastball just missing a bit too far inside. As Bravo certainly not being helped out any by Joseph Parton. The 1-0 pitch fouled straight back into the suite directly to my right. And now we're even a ball and a strike. Zach Bravo looking to minimize the damage here for the Black Bears. 1-1 pitch to Pena. Waved at and missed. Bravo getting the foul tip into the glove of May for strike two. And this would be a huge second out here, rather first out for Zach Bravo. Zach Bravo probably wishing it was going to be the second out. Foul tip, rather getting away from Hunter. So the drop third strike coming back to haunt the Black Bears as Guzman comes to the plate and scores. Sanders moving up to third, puts runners at the corners with still nobody out. And the game tied 2-2. Thought that Jesus Pena had gotten a piece of it when it sailed to the backstop, but Joseph Parton signaling that was a wave and a miss there from Pena, now bringing up Petey Guo. First pitch fastball there from Bravo, taken in the zone for strike one. And now Bravo looking to, at best, get out of this one with conceding just the run. And as I say that, an RBI single from Guo into right field allows Sanders to score from third, moving Pena up to second, and Frederick retaking the lead, now up 3-2. Lineup will turn over to bring up Dylan Hoy, 0-2 so far here in this contest. Fly out to Brothers in left to start the ball game, and a line out to Ben Greer. Black Bears infield at double play depth, just looking to get any sort of outs here behind Zach Bravo. First pitch from Bravo, a curveball in the dirt. A ball and no strikes. Bravo working from the stretch. 1-0 pitch, that one hit hard out to center field. Crail backtracking, able to make the grab. All important first out here in the top of the fourth. As Hoy is retired for the third time here tonight, bringing up the DH, Dominic Freeburger. Freeburger at UNC Asheville, playing every position, something you certainly don't see every day, but the definition of versatility. And he grounds this one to second, flipped a short for one. Antonacci relay throw, and the Black Bears turn the double play to help Zach Bravo minimize the damage. 4-6-3, penales to Antonacci, over to Hernandez, as the Black Bears escape the inning with just two runs conceded as we're through three and a half here at Mont County Ballpark. It's now Frederick 3, West Virginia 2.
The WVU Cancer Institute offers innovative treatment options for benign and malignant liver tumors. Our comprehensive team of experts creates an individualized treatment plan combining cutting-edge medical, radiation, and surgical therapies tailored to your needs. Our board-certified, fellowship-trained oncologists offer industry-leading minimally invasive techniques with smaller incisions, meaning less pain and a faster recovery. Visit wvumedicine.org/cancer.
Back for the bottom of the fourth, and to correct my statement just before the break, Zach Bravo's two runs against, allowing Frederick to tie the game at 3-3, not take the lead, as it'll be a new pitcher here for Frederick taking the mound. Another product of Beijing, China, just like his teammate Joe Chu. Take a look here at some information here about Zach Chin, lefty out of the MLB China Academy. Chin currently just 16 years old, born July 3rd, 2005. And for Zach Chin, he'll be taking the mound here to face Hunter May, Ryan McCoy, and Merrick Chloop. Three hitters that wouldn't necessarily be wanting 16-year-old to be facing, as they're all established collegiate hitters, but that's the fun of the MLB Draft League. A lefty, Chin delivering, first pitch, looping curveball. able to catch the outer half of the zone for strike one. Middle infield for Frederick, well back. 0-1 pitch to May, another curveball, this time at 73. Catching the inner half of the plate, and Hunter May quickly behind, no balls and two strikes. Hunter May just completely baffled right now by the low velocity, and it's another curveball there from Chin. Missing in the dirt. May works back into the count, a ball and two strikes. Certainly a large difference here from Chin with Zach Fruit. 1-2 pitch, May fouling it off. And that one leaving the ballpark on the first base side of the concourse. May still trying to figure out here the lefty Chin. Chin from the windup. Pitch inside on May. Evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. May starting to recognize now that curveball there from Chin. Sometimes a bit too much life on it. The 2-2. May grounding this one to third. Pena up with it. Throw across the diamond. One gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Routine grounder there for Jesus Pena. Able to calmly field that one. And get the throw over to first in plenty of time to bring up the designated hitter tonight for West Virginia, Ryan McCoy. Lefty-lefty matchup here is would expect Chin to utilize his curveball frequently and does so to get ahead in the count. 72 miles per hour at the knees. McCoy looking for a hit here to get something going for West Virginia. Curveball spiked in the dirt there from Chin. Gets the count even, a ball and a strike. McCoy just hitting 208. In his second go-around here with West Virginia. Scouts describing McCoy as resembling Joe Mauer, former catcher and first baseman for the Minnesota Twins, as a 1-1 curveball doesn't break inside enough. Just 70 on the gun there from Chin, and now McCoy ahead in the count. 2-1 to McCoy, and he hits this one hard out into the left center field gap. That'll drop in for a one-out single there for Ryan McCoy to get the West Virginia offense going once again. Just another solid piece of hitting from the Black Bears. This time it's Ryan McCoy's turn, and just drops it perfectly where there's nobody to field it. And now Merrick Schloop will stand in. Final line here on Zach Fruit. Three innings pitched, conceded three hits, three runs all earned, six strikeouts, and one walk. As Chen will step off here before a pitch to Schloop and keep tabs on McCoy over at first base. Schloop, a native of the Czech Republic, previously a member of the Czech Republic national team. First pitch to him, got underneath of it, carrying out into left center field. Freeburger going to settle underneath of it and bring that one in for out number two. For Ben Greer to come to the plate. One initially for a split second looked good off the bat there from Schloop, but just got underneath of it a bit too much. And now Ben Greer, switch hitter for West Virginia. Chin throwing over to first. McCoy taking off for second, going to be thrown out by a country mile. So Ben Greer going to have to wait for his at-bat, is that one goes down 3-6 to retire Ryan McCoy. Nander DeSantis the one to apply the tag. Second time that's happened tonight here for West Virginia. As we're through four, Frederick 3, West Virginia 3.
Total joint replacement is one of the most successful surgeries ever done, as long as it's done right. Think about it like the alignment on your car. If your alignment is off, your tires wear out faster. Robotic-assisted joint replacement surgery at WVU Medicine ensures that the implants are in the exact spot they should be. If you have a joint problem in West Virginia, there's no reason to go anywhere else but WVU Medicine. more information, visit wvumedicine.org/join.
Heart of the order coming to the plate here for Frederick in the top of the fifth with Zach Bravo back on the hill looking for a better inning than he dealt with last time on the mound, in which Frederick tacked on two runs to tie the game at three apiece. Nander DeSantis, Kendall Yule, and Jake Plastiak. First pitch to DeSantis, rips it hard down the third baseline and foul. As third base coach Angel Sanchez had to duck down and pray for dear life that that one didn't make contact with him, as scorched off the bat of DeSantis. DeSantis 1-for-2 so far here tonight, working against Zach Bravo for the first time. Curveball didn't break there from Bravo, missing well above the zone. It's 1-1. Prior to attending Missouri, DeSantis attended Missouri, as that one's grounded down the first base line. Hernandez will field it, and Bravo steps on the bag, covering for out number one. Saw last night Ryan Hernandez let one past him under his glove down that first base line, and Hernandez not wanting to let that happen again, so Kendall Yule will come up with the bases empty. 1-for-1 so far is Yule with a walk. Yule hitting .360 so far this season with Frederick, grounding the first pitch back to Hernandez. This time he'll keep it himself despite Bravo making the attempt to cover. And just like that, two gone here in the fifth. Now Jake Plastiak coming to the plate with nobody on. And if you're Zach Bravo, this is about as ideal as it gets. Get Kendall Yule to come to the plate, nobody on, retire him. Now you get Jake Plastiak to come to the plate with nobody on. Zach Bravo just one step away. First pitch swinging is Plastiak, and that one going to be hit hard, but caught by Blaze Brothers in the battle. Fire up Bravo and the Black Bears, and Bravo does in fact finish the job by getting Plastiak to line out to left field for the final out. Three up, three down, go the Keys, as we've officially reached the halfway point in this one. Keys 3, Black Bears 3. We're back here for the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher on the mound for Frederick. And it's a former West Virginia Black Bear, Jeffrey Wilson, taking the mound after a scoreless inning of work for Zach Chin. Jeffrey Wilson out of Pensacola State College, standing in 6'4", 215 pounds. Wilson spent last season here with West Virginia, now moving on to the Frederick Keys. Jerko, Jimmy Galuski certainly familiar with Jeffrey Wilson, and would like to imagine the Black Bears have the advantage in this inning in terms of knowing the scouting report on Jeffrey Wilson, probably a little bit better than most, as Wilson will be set to face Ben Greer, Xavier Pinales, and Sam Crail. Greer had his at-bat come to an abrupt end when Ryan McCoy got caught in a rundown. So Greer comes back to the plate. Greer bunting first pitch, and that one being fouled back, and that was probably about as close of a foul ball to the broadcast booth as I've ever seen on a bunted pitch. I mean, that one missed the base of the window base of the broadcast booth probably by about 5 feet. Frederick now anticipating the bunt. 0-1 pitch there from Wilson, missing well above the zone, a ball and a strike. Wilson, last appearance Sunday against these Black Bears, conceded 4 earned runs on 2 2/3 innings pitched, as the 1-1 there to Greer, a fastball at 93, well above the zone. Jeffrey Wilson looking to potentially beat the bridge here to the back end of the Frederick bullpen. 2-1 fouled straight back to the netting by Greer, and we're back even 2-2. Activity down in the Black Bears bullpen currently. Get you a name here in just a moment. Wilson coming set. The 2-2. Fastball up and away. 95 there on the gun. Running the count full on Greer. Carlos Guzman. And now it'll be set for a payoff pitch here to the Black Bears third baseman, Ben Greer. Pitch comes home, waved at and missed as Wilson went high fastball and retires Greer for out number one. See it here on the replay. Started his swing way too late was Ben Greer. And now Xavier Pinales comes up with the bases empty. Pinales batting from the left side. Looking to get something going here for West Virginia in the fifth. Bunting, dropping it down the first base line. Going to be a tough play as Wilson and the first baseman Plastiak collide, both going for the ball, and it'll go down as a hit for Xavier Pinales. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Pitch ran inside on Pinales, got the bunt down. Plastiak was set to field, but the momentum there from Wilson just carried him into Plastiak, and Pinales reaches safely. And now Dennis Rasmussen out of the dugout just to ensure that Jeffrey Wilson is in fact good to go. You see something new every day in the MLB Draft League as we get another look at it. Perfectly executed drag bunt there from Xavier Pinales, but poor communication defensively from Wilson and Plastiak. One of them needing to just speak up and say, look, I got it. Whether it's Wilson giving way to Plastiak or vice versa. Now Sam Crail standing in, lineup turning over for West Virginia. Wilson going to throw over to first before the at-bat begins and keep tabs on Pinales. Wilson probably trying to redeem himself if he can pick off Pinales over there at first base. Wilson now working from the and Pinales takes off, pitch able to catch the zone. Throw down to second, and Pinales in there in time with a swiped bag as the Black Bears continue to run. See it here on the replay. A little bit of a double clutch there from Guzman, and the left hand of Pinales snuck in under the tag applied by Nander DeSatis. No balls and a strike here to Sam Crail. Runner in scoring position now for the lefty hitter. Product of St. Leo University. The 0-1 pitch to him. Fastball outer half of the zone taken for strike two. Crail looking to avoid going down on strikes for the third time here this evening. Certainly something that he's not all that used to. Wilson stares in, gets the sign from Guzman, shakes it off. Now getting one that he likes. Comes set at the belt and delivers. Crail grounding this one to second. Hoy up with it, throwing over to first. Moving up Pinales, one base, but now two outs here for West Virginia. Just like Ryan McCoy did earlier with the RBI ground out. Moves this guy up one station, and now Sam Antonacci a chance to give the Black Bears the lead. Wilson continuing to work here from the stretch. First pitch to Antonacci, a fastball that runs inside, a ball and no strikes. Antonacci, the chance to be the hero here in the early goings of this one for West Virginia. 92 on the gun there from Wilson, able to catch the outer half of the plate this time. 1-1 the count. Pitch home from Wilson. Another fastball this time missing outside. Antonacci getting back ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. Going back to an earlier point, it's Tucker Shally who is set to enter the game here for West Virginia in the top of the sixth inning as Antonacci fouls the 2-1 pitch off, heading towards the road. You can see some cars hitting the brakes immediately. Count stays at 2-2. Xavier Pinales just 90 feet away here for Sam Antonacci, continuing to fight at the plate for West Virginia. The 2-2. Antonacci blasts this one out to left center field. Freeburger turning around, able to bring that one in with the over-the-shoulder grab. Freeburger looking like football wide receiver there, the way he brought that one in, but nonetheless was able to bring it in. As we're through five here at Mon County Ballpark, it's Frederick 3 and West Virginia 3.
Don't let seizures control your life. Fight back with the WVU Epilepsy Center. In our state-of-the-art facilities, we help adults and children manage epilepsy and seizures and offer the very latest surgical treatments. And the WVU Epilepsy Center is a level 4 treatment center, helping people around the region and across the country take back control of their lives. Call 855-WVU-CARE or visit wvumedicine.org/RNI/epilepsycenter.
Back here will be Tucker Shally taking the hill here for West Virginia. Final line on Zach Bravo. Two innings pitched. Concedes two hits, two runs, both earned. A walk and a punch out for the righty out of WVU. Tucker Shally standing in here. 6'5", 185 pounds out of Parkland College and a product of Grafton, Illinois. Shally looking to be the same bridge that we saw Jeffrey Wilson last half inning do for Frederick. Tucker Shally utilizing a three-pitch mix, the fastball, a curveball, and a slider. Transferred to Parkland after spending his freshman year at the University of Illinois, had said that that was his dream school for as long as he could remember, as his parents always had season tickets for football and basketball games. Coming out of high school, Tucker Shalley was a top 500 recruit, according to Perfect Game. As he'll be set to face Carlos Guzman, Logan Sanders, and Jesus Pena. 6, 7, and 8 in the Frederick order. Guzman 0 for 1 with a walk, came around to score in the fourth inning off of Zach Bravo. First pitch from Shalley, fastball chop, left side of the infield, backhanded by Antonacci. Sling over to first, and he beats Guzman by a step, who was barreling down that first baseline. We see it here again. Another tremendous play from Sam Antonacci, and the throw gets there just in time. Logan Sanders will step in. He's 2 for 2 so far. A single and a double is Sanders. Looking to get something going here for Frederick in the sixth. First pitch he sees from Shalley, ripped hard down the third baseline. Ricochet. Hard strike one there for Sanders. Sanders now riding a 4-game hit streak. Shalley from the windup. Comebacker past the glove of Shalley. That'll carry into center field for a one-out single by Logan Sanders. Makes himself 3 for 3 on the day. And that ball absolutely scorched there off the bat of Sanders. Shalley, not enough time to react and get the glove to it. Shalley coming into this appearance, a 5.14 ERA as a member of the Black Bears. And now he'll face Jesus Pena, who's gone down twice via the punch out, once looking, once swinging. Pitch home from Shalley. Curveball missing down and away. Of course, the strikeout looking was against Cedric Day Grand Prix. Strikeout swinging against Zach Bravo. The 1-0 from Shalley, a fastball outer half of the plate, knee height. We're back even, a ball and a strike. Black Bears infield at double play depth, looking to get themselves out of the inning. The 1-1, fastball from Shalley, missing outside, 2 balls and a strike. Game tied, 3 apiece. Shalley coming set. Sanders takes off for second, pitch missing down and away. A tag applied by Antonacci, but Sanders getting in just in time. Goes down as a swiped bag for Logan Sanders. Feet first slide, getting in there split second before the tag was applied. Shalley now getting set here for the 3-1, getting a sign from Hunter May. Quick look down to pitch comes home from Shalley, ripped right at the second baseman. Pinales able to grab that one cleanly for a hard second out, as that one was ticketed for right center field and would have gave Frederick the lead, but the athleticism of Xavier Pinales to make the over-the-head grab saves a run. And now Petey Guo step to the plate here for Frederick. Guo 1 for 2. A single in the fourth off of Zach Bravo. Would love to replicate that here against Tucker Shalley. A first pitch fastball missing down and away. Sanders standing down at second after that stolen base. Shalley coming set. Kicks and deals as Sanders takes off for third. Met throws down to third. And the tag applied by Greer is not in time, who loses his footing in the process as we catch it here on the replay. Slide from Sanders, knocking Greer off balance as he was trying to reach behind his back and apply the tag. So 2 stolen bases here for Logan Sanders. 2 balls and no strikes to Petey Guo. Now Sanders 90 feet away from the plate. Chop back. Bobbled by Shally. Able to field it. He'll underhand shovel that one to first and keep the keys off the board. So a scoreless inning there for Tucker Shally as he was hanging on for dear life. As we're through 5.5 here at the Mon, it's Frederick 3, West Virginia 3. Jeffrey Wilson back on the hill for inning number two of work here against the heart of the West Virginia Black Bears order, Blaze Brothers, Ryan Hernandez, and Hunter May. And you would have to imagine here that the Black Bears would be looking to take the lead in this inning in particular. Not that they don't want to do that in every inning, but this chance here as good as ever. Brothers so far 0 for 2 here in this contest. A pair of K's, one looking, one swinging. It's Jeffrey Wilson working exclusively from the stretch. First pitch to Brothers. Off speed, able to catch the zone and knee height for strike one. Appeared to be a curveball there. It was dropped in by Jeffrey Wilson. He's got some more activity down in the Black Bears bullpen. Right-hander up and throwing, 0-1 to Brothers. Fastball missing just below the knees there. Count levels, a ball and a strike. Brothers set to stand back in. Wilson comes set and delivers. Curveball there. Brothers behind now, a ball and two strikes. Brothers taking his time getting back into the batter's box, and rightly so when you're down in the count. 1-2, Brothers fouling it back to the netting of the backstop. It'll keep the count right where it is. Blaze Brothers continuing to fight here for West Virginia. Wyatt Wendell warming up in the Black Bears bullpen. The 1-2 from Wilson, fastball up and away. We're back even 2-2. Blaze Brothers out of Harbor High School in the state of Arkansas. Two-sport athlete. All-state in the sport of football as well. 2-2 from Wilson. Foul tip straight down. It'll squirt through the legs of Carlos Guzman. Now Brothers continuing to fight here for the Black Bears, trying to get something going in the bottom of the sixth. Ryan Hernandez waiting on deck. 2-2, Brothers waving and missing. Drop third strike as Guzman will throw down to first and beat Brothers by a step, much to the disgruntling boos of the Black Bears crowd. bang-bang play over at first base, and Brothers could have taken a slightly larger stride at some point down the first base line. May have had a chance to beat that one out as Ryan Hernandez will step to the plate now for West Virginia on for him. 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Wilson comes set, delivers. Fastball down and in, gets through the legs of Guzman, carries to the backstop. See Matthew Tiding making his way out to grab that one. Last night's starting pitcher must be designated as ball retriever. 1-0 pitch. Hernandez swinging for the fences, coming up empty on a late swing there. We're back even 1-1. Wilson looking to do what he can to keep this one tied at 3 heading into the 7th. Pitch home. Down and away. Another fastball there from Jeffrey Wilson. Rather, that one may have been a little bit of a changeup from the Pensacola State right-hander. We see Jonathan Pintaro getting loose in the Frederick bullpen. A 2-1 pitch, fastball missing up and away at 92. 3 balls and a strike to Hernandez. Hernandez now going to take his time getting back into the batter's box. Working to play some mind games there with Jeffrey Wilson. 3-1 pitch. Chopped left side of the infield. Picked up in foul territory by Jesus Pena. So the count will run full on Ryan Hernandez. Jonathan Pintaro down in the Keys bullpen. Started a game for Frederick the last time they came to town. Joe Oliver getting Pintaro some action out of the pen as well. Wilson from the stretch. Payoff pitch to Hernandez. Misses down and away. It's a one-out walk for Ryan Hernandez to bring up Hunter May. Strong take there from Ryan Hernandez, recognizing the spin and the angle of the payoff pitch there from Wilson and knowing that was one he didn't like. Hunter May coming to the plate with the go-ahead run over there at first base. May so far here today, 1-for-2 with a triple. And he rips this one through the left side of the infield for a one-out base hit. That'll move Hernandez up to second base. 2 hits in 3 appearances so far at the plate for Hunter May. And it puts a runner in scoring position now for Ryan McCoy. McCoy now the chance to drive in the go-ahead run. Wilson comes set. First pitch to McCoy. Chops it foul. Of course, Wilson and McCoy know each other from last season. They spent some time in the same clubhouse. Now facing against each other here in the bottom of the sixth in a very important situation as McCoy waves and misses at an 0-1 curveball that ran down and in. Merrick Schloop in the on-deck circle here for West Virginia. Wilson comes set at the belt. Quick look down to second. Delivers the 0-2. Curveball missing just outside from Wilson. Guzman trying to frame it, but unable to do so. Pintaro continues to loosen in Frederick's bullpen. Wendell continues to loosen in the Black Bears' bullpen. The 1-2 to McCoy waves and misses there, swinging at a pitch in the dirt. Fastball just continued to trend downwards, and it's a big second out there for Jeffrey Wilson and Merrick Schloop. Come to the plate as the Black Bears would be frustrated as can be to squander this opportunity. Schloop looking to drive in the go-ahead run. Ryan Hernandez at second. First pitch curveball taken on the outer half of the plate for strike one. Schloop transferred to North Greenville after spending two seasons at NC State in the ACC. Wilson thought about bringing the pitch home. Instead, we'll step off and see Hernandez back to second base. Wilson working from the stretch. 0-1 pitch. Schloop getting well underneath of it. Going to have to run this one out, but Hoy calling off Plastiak, able to bring it in for out number three, and it's a chance wasted there for the Black Bears in the sixth, as they had two in scoring position with Ryan Hernandez and Hunter May. Officially through two-thirds of this one here at the Mon, still tied three apiece. Top of the seventh we go here, Fremont County Ballpark, and it's Wyatt Wendell taking the hill in relief of Tucker Shally, who pitched a scoreless sixth inning for West Virginia, conceded just one hit, ran himself into a little bit of trouble with Logan Sanders over at third base as a result of two stolen bases, but Shally able to induce a ground ball with Petey Guo at the plate. Wendell standing in after spending his first three seasons at Indian Hills College, now making some work at Purdue in the Big Ten, finishing his junior season, a native of Castle Rock, Colorado. Of course, Indian Hills College, the school that Daniel Figueroa currently studies at. Figueroa not in the lineup tonight for Frederick, but saw him last night, would anticipate seeing him tomorrow. Of course, Wyatt Wendell has a little bit of some bragging rights over his Black Bears teammates. Beat them in game one of the championship series in the NJCAA Midwest District Tournament to help his team make the JUCO World Series through six innings of one-run ball. Of course, Wabash Valley, the home of Ryan McCoy. Only run he can see by Xavier Pinales. Little JUCO connection fact there here for you as Wendell gets set to face the top of the Frederick order. Dylan Hoy, Dominic Freeburger, and Nander DeSantis is the first pitch fastball there from Wendell. Misses down and in. Wendell, a selling and sales management major at Purdue. 1-0 pitch, fastball missing down and away this time. Wendell now behind two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitch fouled off by Hoy, and that one caught a piece of Hunter May, who is in some discomfort as that one clearly clipped him, and Joseph Parton going to do the honorary duty of taking that one out to the mound. And that one hit him in a sore spot. I mean, knowing Hunter May as a catcher, he has a cup on, but he's still going to feel that one even with the cup. And Jed Jerko out of the dugout to check on him. Not really a whole lot that Jed Jerko can do, but Hunter May going to be given some time here to work through the pain. That one was fouled directly down into Hunter May, and now May going to take some steps here to try and walk this one off. Now another quick word with his manager. He's getting the mask and the glove back, so Hunter May going to stay in the game. Just needed a second there. Two balls and a strike to Dylan Hoy. From the windup, kicks and deals. Chop second, Pinales up with it, throw over to first, and Hernandez can't scoop it out of the dirt. It's going to get away and carry to the wall, and Dylan Hoy going to wind up at second base. One should go down as an error against Xavier Pinales, who just short-armed it over to Ryan Hernandez and didn't really need to, as he would have beaten McCoy, rather Dylan Hoy, by a step or two. And now it brings up Dominic Freeburger. Another chance here for Frederick to take the lead just like they had in the sixth. Wyatt Wendell going to have to work himself out of this jam. Fastball misses down and in. Does in fact go down as throwing error from Xavier Pinales, and that can do some damage here for the Black Bears, looking to make it seven straight wins as the 1-0 curveball misses down and away. Freeburger doubling his advantage in the count. Wendell now in the stretch. He comes set at the belt. Brings the ball home. That one grounded past the diving Xavier Pinales as Dylan Hoy is going to be waved home. Schlup fires to the plate. May applying the tag, and he's thrown out. Merritt Schlup from deep in right field with the cannon of an arm. Hunter May applying the tag, and we stay tied at three. A beautiful play from the native of Czech Republic. Just coming up and gunning that one towards the plate. And Hoy was thrown out by a step and a half, trying to use the swim move to get away from the tag, but May applying it to his chest. Nander DeSantis stepping to the plate. Score that one 9-2 for those listening at home as Wendell throws over to first, keeping tabs now. First pitch to DeSantis, skies it in the air, heading towards section 101. And now a scramble ensues for a couple of Black Bears fans, and ultimately claimed as another fan goes home with a souvenir. Wendell throwing over to first again, as Freeburger gets in with ease. Wendell throwing over one more time, really expecting Freeburger to run. Third time Wendell going to throw over. Freeburger continuing to get his lead off of first and mess with the timing of Wyatt Wendell, who now brings the ball towards the plate, drops a curveball in there for strike two. Able to frame that one in knee height was Hunter May. Wendell from the stretch delivers the 0-2. Shot foul back towards the Black Bears dugout and just out of the reach of a jumping Jed Jerko, trying to reminisce on his playing days in Major League Baseball. Still no balls and two strikes. Pitch comes home from Wendell. That one skied in the air down the line in left field. Brothers with a beat on it, making the grab just to step into fair territory for out number two. One carried a long way off the bat there of Nander DeSantis, and Blaze Brothers, not an outfielder by trade, but able to make the grab there. Bring up Kendall Yule. Eastern Kentucky product. 1-for-2 with a walk. Freeburger still standing down at second base. Game tied 3-apiece here in the seventh. Pitch comes home. Curveball missing outside from Wyatt Wendell. Just over the 2-hour mark here in this contest. The fans awaiting a post-game fireworks show. Wendell comes set, delivers. Waved at and missed that time as Wendell got a chase with his changeup. We're back even 1-1. Black Bears defensively playing Kendall Yule straight up, recognizing that he could hit the ball just about anywhere and do so with some urgency. 1-1. Curveball outside that time from Wendell as Yule gets back in lead of the count. 2 balls and a strike. Wendell getting the sign that he likes now from Hunter May, and just as he does, throws over to first. Once again, making sure Freeburger isn't taking a nap. Yule stepping back in. Wendell comes set. Pitch comes home, waved at and missed. Another fastball there from Wyatt Wendell. Works his way back in the count, 2-2, and just a little bit of a tardy swing there from Kendall Yule, something you don't necessarily see every day. As Wyatt Wendell, one pitch away from finishing the keys off in the seventh. The 2-2, waved at and missed. Curveball in the dirt there from Wyatt Wendell to retire the side as the Black Bears keep it tied at 3, heading into the bottom of the seventh. In the meantime, it's stretch time here at the Mon, and we'll keep it right here with you for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Bottom of the seventh, Jonathan Pintaro, as expected, taking the hill here for Frederick after two innings of scoreless work from a former Black Bear in Jeffrey Wilson. We bring you his final line. Two scoreless innings, conceded just two hits, three punch outs, and a walk for the right-hander from Pensacola State. And now Pintaro, standing in 6'2", 235 pounds, out of Montevallo, Alabama. Spent last season at Shorter University, a Division II school. Of course, Montevallo, Alabama, the same hometown as former Black Bear and now West Virginia Mountaineer Kevin Dowdell. Took the hill for Jed Jerko on opening day last season for the Black Bears. And Pintaro will be set to face Ben Greer, Xavier Pinales, and Sam Crail. Greer 0-2 so far tonight. Pair of punch outs. Looking to do something here against Pintaro. First pitch, fastball missing up and away. Pintaro working from the left side of the rubber. Delivers the 1-0. Able to catch the zone there with an off-speed pitch, and we're even a ball and a strike. Jonathan Pintaro, one of the best Division II pitchers in the country, as he spikes that fastball in the dirt. Greer gets back ahead in the count. 3.47 ERA and 20 appearances at Shorter University. 2-1. Slider able to catch the zone there. Evens the count 2-2. Was named the Gulf South Conference Pitcher of the Year for a second time in as many attempts for Jonathan Pintaro. Check swing there from Greer. Appeal out to Ron Whiting at third base, and Greer did not go around, so the count will run full here on the Black Bears third baseman, looking to get himself on and get something going for West Virginia. Payoff pitch from Pintaro, waved at and missed there. Curveball from Pintaro gets Greer to chase. One gone here in the seventh. And now Xavier Pinales will stand in. Pinales, the single in the fifth, stole a base in the process. 1-for-2 as a hole on the night. Looking to get the top of the order up to the plate here for West Virginia with somebody on. He chops that one foul back towards the dugout. And it's Sam Crail who made the grab off the hop in the on-deck circle. Pinale spent a lot of the Reviving Baseball in the Inner Cities program and doing community service as Pintaro drops a 1-2 curveball, rather 1-1 curveball in there down and away. Count even here on Pinales. Pitch comes home, a fastball running up and in. Now two balls and a strike there on Pinales. Pintaro awaits the sign here from Guzman. Now time called by home plate umpire Joseph Parton, allowing Guzman quickly take his mask off and get a quick breather. Now Pintaro comes set at the belt and delivers. Pitch well up and away, getting to the backstop past Guzman. And now Pinales in the driver's seat, three balls and a strike. Crowd continuing to get more and more into it as the game progresses. Of course, when you're riding a six-game win streak, certainly anticipate the crowd trying to get you over the hump to make it seven. As that 3-1 slider is dropped in by Pintaro on the inner half of the plate to run the count full. We'll see it again here. Pinales thought about it, held up, but ruled a strike nonetheless by Joseph Parton behind the plate. And now Pintaro shaking off a sign. Payoff pitch to Pinales, and he spoils it by fouling it back beyond section 101. And he'll head for the concourse, and a scramble for it now ensues with several young Black Bears fans. Activity currently going on in the West Virginia bullpen. Righty loosening. Another 3-2. Pinales grounds this one to second. Hoy up with it. Throws it over to first to beat Pinales by a couple of steps. And just like that, two gone quickly here in the center plate. Where Sam Crail looking to get something here out of this outing in terms of at the plate, as he's been 0 for 3 so far here in this one. Middle infield for Frederick on the outfield grass. Outfield shaded slightly to the right as Pintaro drops the first pitch in there for strike one right at the knees. Despite the struggles for Crail over the past, call it game and a half, still hitting 333. 0-1 curveball from Pintaro missing outside. Pintaro relying heavily on his off-speed pitches here in this relief outing. Going through the signs once again with Guzman. Now comes set at the belt and delivers. Crail rips that one to first. Plastiak able to field it. He'll step on the bag himself as Pintaro gets the Black Bears to go down 1-2-3. And now we've officially reached the end of seven innings here. Two more to play. We're still tied 3-3 between the Keys and Black Bears. Back for the top of the eighth. New pitcher here for the Black Bears, Ryan Velasquez. Standing at 6'4", 225 pounds out of Canovanas, Puerto Rico. Senior out of Washington looking to keep this one a scoreless game here for West Virginia. And he'll do so facing Jake Plastiak, Carlos Guzman, and Logan Sanders. For Ryan Velasquez, an opportunity here for him in a high leverage situation. He transferred to Washington after spending a season at Alabama State. Previously he was at Galveston College and the College of Central Florida. Spent last season here in the draft league with the Williamsport Crosscutters. So it was Velasquez who got the last laugh when they came to town, and the Black Bears came away with the sweep. Of course, Velasquez is going to be dealing with a tough test here to lead off the inning against Jake Plastiak. Mentioned enough about him and the threat he is at the plate. The Black Bears infield responding rightfully so, well on the outfield grass, and he fouls that first pitch back, carrying over the awning directly above me to hold my breath there for a second, as not that I want any foul ball coming up this way, but certainly not one off the bat of Jake Plastiak, with as hard as he can drive them in fair territory. Velasquez comes set from the windup and rips this one into right field past Xavier Pinales for a leadoff single. And that certainly could have been worse off the bat of Jake Plastiak. Ryan Velasquez able to just limit him to a single. And now Carlos Guzman will stand in 0 for 2 with a walk thus far. Of course, Guzman, double play candidate here for Velasquez, now working from the stretch. Pitch there from Velasquez gets him to sky that one into right field. Chloop takes a few steps to his left and brings that one in for out number one. So it wasn't a double play ball that Velasquez probably would have preferred, but it's one pitch, one out in the at-bat against Carlos Guzman. And now Logan Sanders, who has a perfect 3-for-3 so far today, steps in. Velasquez coming set, working from the stretch, kicks and deals. First pitch curveball down and away there from Velasquez. Sam Crail out in center field, shaded slightly, ever so slightly to his left. As Velasquez gets the sign, delivers the 1-0, fastball above the letters. Sanders getting ahead in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Velasquez recognizing that Sanders is 3-for-3, pitching him very carefully here, rightfully so, and that pitch fouled off over the awning directly to my right as Velasquez gets himself back into the count, 2 balls and a strike. Velasquez, the fourth pitcher coming out of the bullpen for Jed Jerko. Still went a scoreless inning, conceded a hit, struck out a batter, 2-1 pitch. And Velasquez drops a beautiful curveball in at the top of the zone to even the count 2-2. We see this gem again on the replay and catches the inner half of the plate. Velasquez coming set, working from the left side of the rubber. Pitch runs up and in as it was a curveball that didn't bend enough from Velasquez. Count goes full on Logan Sanders. Tied 3-3 here in the top of the eighth between the Keys and the Black Bears. Black Bears looking to make it 7 consecutive wins. Frederick looking to get back in the hit column. Payoff pitch waved at and missed as Velasquez pumped the fastball by him atop the zone for an ever-important out number 2. A late swing there from Logan Sanders, and he couldn't catch up to it. And now Jesus Pena will stand in as the last chance for the Keys in the top of the eighth. Of course, Pena, 0-for-3 so far today, a pair of strikeouts and a lineout. Fouls off the first pitch out of play on the first base side of the park. Final line here on Wyatt Wendell. Mentioned that he went the scoreless inning. Gave up just a hit, struck out a guy, no runs against, no walks against. 0-1 from Velasquez, curveball catching the inner half of the plate. Pena now behind, no balls and 2 strikes. And again, the curveball working wonders there for Ryan Velasquez. From the stretch, gets the sign here from May. 0-2 pitch, waved at and missed. Back-to-back K's for Ryan Velasquez to end the top of the eighth, keeping this game tied at 3 apiece. Black Bears coming to bat here in the home half of the eighth inning. Frederick 3, West Virginia 3.
Social media of Black Bears are everywhere. Be sure to like the Black Bears on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Simply search at WB Black Bears.
Game 3 of the 1989 World Series.
bottom of the eighth. Coming up here for West Virginia, Sam Antonacci, Blaze Brothers, Ryan Hernandez coming to the plate. Of course, Antonacci 0 for 2 with a walk. Came around to score in the third after swiping a pair of bags. Pintaro, second inning of work for him in relief. Drops in a first pitch fastball there for a strike on the outer half of the plate. Pintaro, after that scoreless inning of work in the seventh, down to a .75 ERA here in the draft league, and it's understandable now why Joe Oliver went to him at this point in a high leverage scenario, as that 0-1 pitch misses down and away. Count even, a ball and a strike here on Sam Antonacci. Time. Just allow himself to reset here in this high leverage scenario. 1-1 from Pintaro, runs up and in. So far in, Guzman couldn't even get the entire glove to it, and it carries to the backstop. Probably got about as close to hitting Sam Antonacci as you could imagine. See it here on the replay. A little bit farther away than up here in the booth the first time around, as Antonacci fouls off that 2-1 pitch, evens the count 2-2. Activity currently transpiring in both bullpens. Pintaro comes set at the belt. Brings the ball home. And it's called strike three on the inner half of the plate for Sam Antonacci. Second time he struck out tonight. And there's one gone in the bottom of the eighth. Blaze Brothers standing in now, looking to get something going here for West Virginia. Zach Ottinger, the one warming up in the West Virginia bullpen. Another WVU pitcher potentially taking the mound here in this contest. First pitch from Pintaro. Missing down and in. Off-speed pitch that time from the Keys right-hander. Now the Keys bullpen has in fact gone quiet. 1-0 pitch to Brothers. Able to catch the bottom of the zone there that time was Pintaro with the slider. Even a ball and a strike. Of course, Jonathan Pintaro, the Gulf South Conference all-time career leader in strikeouts. 410 in five seasons as Brothers waves and misses at the now. 410 strikeouts in five seasons of work, including 17 in one game on April 10th of this past season. Incredible stuff from the Keys right-hander, who shakes off Guzman with the sign, gets one that he likes. 1-2 pitch, Brothers spoils it, fouls it into the sweet area. Keeps the count right where it is. Brothers looking to redeem himself after a 3-strikeout appearance so far tonight, wanting to avoid the old-fashioned golden sombrero. 1-2 from Pintaro, check swing on the pitch, up and in. Did not go around, so we're even 2-2. Neither Pintaro or Brothers want to give in here, recognizing what's at stake. Keys looking to stay above 500. Black Bears looking to make it 7 in a row. And Brothers spoils another pitch, fouling it to the netting behind the backstop. Take a look at some out-of-town scores here for you briefly. Trenton defeating State College by a final score of 3-2. Another thrilling game here in the MLB Draft League tonight. As for the other matchup, in the bottom of the seventh inning, Williamsport ahead of Mahoning Valley, 8-2. Of course, the Scrappers have runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 pitch to Brothers, runs inside and clips him, and Blaze Brothers gets on with the HBP to bring up Ryan Hernandez. Check it here on the replay. Does in fact catch Brothers on the backside as he turned to try and get out of the way of it, but pitch from Pintaro just ran a bit too far inside. The ever dangerous Ryan Hernandez, 2-for-2 with a walk, scored in the second. Was driven in on an RBI ground out from Ryan McCoy. Ball to strike, Brothers into second base easily as Hoy tried to apply the tag behind his back and frustrated as Brothers snuck in behind the tag, putting a runner in scoring position here, and Brothers well in before that tag. First stolen base of the day for Blaze Brothers. No balls and a strike here to Hernandez. Game tied at 3. Brothers looking to be the go-ahead run for West Virginia. Pintaro coming set and delivers. Pitch runs too far inside on Hernandez. We're back even, a ball and a strike. Of course, as a reminder, a fireworks show here tonight after the conclusion of this contest between the Keys and the Black Bears. Hernandez ready for the 1-1. Brought home by Pintaro, gets away, and it runs inside and clips Hernandez. Brothers was ready to head to third. And now Hernandez taking off the shin strap as we see it here on the replay. Yep, did catch the jersey there of Ryan Hernandez. Strong call from home plate umpire Joseph Parton. Back-to-back batters hit by Jonathan Pintaro. And it'll bring up Hunter May. Two on, one out here. Bottom of the eighth. Native of Slidell, Louisiana, now getting the opportunity to drive in the go-ahead run, and he waves and misses at a fastball there from Pintaro. A little bit of an ugly swing there from Hunter May. As he started to go around, held up, and then finished it with about 50% there in terms of power. Pintaro coming set. Delivers the 0-1. Slider missing down and away. Evens the count, a ball and a strike. Two on, one out here for Hunter May. Pintaro, and May skies this one in the air down the right field line, carrying into foul territory. Plastiak trying to make the grab, but he runs out of room, hitting into the wall down there. Catch it here on the replay. Plastiak saw it all the way, but was not paying attention as to where the wall was, and after hitting the wall, missed the foul ball by about 6 inches. A ball and two strikes to Hunter May. Guzman out to the mound to talk things over with Jonathan Pintaro. Of course, Hunter May catching a break there that one continued to carry into the berm. Pintaro making his way back onto the rubber after quickly using the rosin bag. Quick look down to Brothers at second. The 1-2 pitch, May spoiling it, sending that one back towards section 108. And now time called by Joseph Parton to get some fresh baseballs from the Black Bears dugout. Head ball boy tonight, Matthew Tiding, the one bringing them out. Meaning that tomorrow we would expect to see Cedric Day Grand Prix in that role for Jed Jerko. Another 1-2, Pintaro deals. Check swing there from May. A peel out to first base, and Ronnie Whiting signaling that May didn't go around. We're back even, 2-2. Check it here on the replay, and yep, May held up just in time. Spot on there from the younger Whiting member of our crew here tonight. Father-son duo in attendance. 2-1, 2-2 count here, and May waves and misses at a fastball there from Jonathan Pintaro as opportunity to go to waste. It'll fall now to Ryan McCoy. Give the Black Bears a chance to keep the inning alive, hoping to reach base in any way, shape, or form. See, I'm getting some signs here from Jimmy Galuski, third base coach for the Black Bears. Pintaro eyeing up Brothers down at second. Now going to step off and see him back to second base as Brothers decided he wanted to play a little game of chicken there with Jonathan Pintaro. First pitch to McCoy, waves at it and misses. Fastball there from the Keys righty running down and in. Ottinger continuing to loosen in the Black Bears bullpen. Would expect to see him take the ball in the ninth as things stand currently. 0-1 from Pintaro. McCoy strong eye there as that one drops below the zone. Slider below the knees evens the count, a ball and a strike. Two on, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Tied at three between the Black Bears and the Keys. West Virginia looking to make it seven wins in a row as Pintaro again will step off and see Brothers back to second base. Brothers apparently living in Pintaro's head rent-free for the time being. 1-1 pitch, McCoy fouling it off back beyond section 101, and now McCoy behind a ball and two strikes. It's 1-for-3 so far today, Ryan McCoy. A single in the fourth and then ran himself into an out when he stepped off just before Chin began his motion. 1-2 pitch, and it's called strike three on the outer edge of the plate, much to Ryan McCoy's on the replay. Pitch slightly outside there, but certainly one that's too close to take if you are Ryan McCoy, as we are through eight innings of play. It's the Frederick Keys 3 and the West Virginia Black Bears 3. Zach Gottinger set to take the hill here in the top of the ninth. Zach Gottinger taking the hill here for the Black Bears in the top of the ninth after a scoreless inning there from Ryan Velasquez. Went just that one inning, gave up just the hit, didn't walk anyone, struck out a pair that allowed him to get out of the inning after conceding the leadoff single to Jake Plastiak. Ottinger again, the second Mountaineer to take the mound here for the Black Bears in this game. Of course, Zach Bravo followed up Cedric Day Grand Prix for the fourth and fifth innings. As for Ottinger, he'll be facing Petey Guo. Dillamum for Ottinger here in the ninth. Mr. Brightside playing in the background here at Mon County Ballpark. Always a great song to fire up the crowd. With with it being Millennial Night. Certainly a lot of fans here in attendance that remember the days when that song came out. Me, on the other hand, is just a toddler. Petey Guo will stand in. 1 for 3 so far with a single in the fourth. Guo looking to get himself on here before the lineup turns over. First pitch from Ottinger, a fastball up and away. High leverage situation here for Zach Ottinger. 1-0 fastball, missing below the knees this time, doubling Guo's advantage in the count. And now time is called as Hunter May makes his way halfway to the mound to have a quick word with Ottinger, possible cross up of the sign. Now May back behind the plate. Ottinger coming set from the windup. The 2-0 fastball outer half of the zone taken for strike one. Ottinger works himself back here in the leadoff spot of the top of the ninth. Lefty loosening in the Frederick Keys bullpen. As the 1-2 pitch there to Guo. Waved at and missed. Evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ottinger comes set and deals. Waved at and missed. Guo dips ball in there for his first punch out of the outing. And a big first out here in the top of the ninth. The lineup turnover now. Dylan Hoy. 0 for 4 on the night. 3 flyouts and reaching on an error in the seventh inning. That error on Xavier Pinales. Cameron Tuller warming up in the Frederick bullpen. First pitch to Hoy. Fastball at the knees for strike one. Ottinger looking to give his team a chance to walk this one off. Comes set at the belt. And delivers. Fastball outer half of the plate again. Taken for strike two. Ottinger one pitch away from back-to-back Ks as we see it here. Slightly outside, but Hunter May did enough to sell it to Joseph Parton. Hunter May setting up outside. The 0-2 pitch. Comebacker past Ottinger. That'll carry into center field for a one-out single. And Dylan Hoy avoids 5 trips to the plate and not reaching base. He gets himself on now for Dominic Freeburger. Freeburger, 2 for 4 here in this one, a pair of singles. Most recently having one in the seventh. Struck out in the third and grounded into a double play in the fourth. First pitch to him, fastball below the knees, taken for ball one. Ottinger now in the stretch after the single from Hoy. He gets his lead off of first, 1-0. Fastball again, outer half of the zone from Ottinger. Back even, a ball and a strike. Five ERA at this point here in the draft league. Nods in approval of the sign and delivers. Off speed there, missing down and away. Freeburger back ahead in the count. 2-1. Taller continues to loosen in the Frederick bullpen. Game tied at 3 here in the top of the ninth. 2-1 pitch, and Freeburger sends that one into the berm on the right side. Evens the count, 2-2. Strong battle here between Zach Ottinger, Dominic Freeburger. Neither guy wanting to give in, recognizing the scenario here in the ninth. 2-2 from Ottinger. Chopped foul to the backstop as Dominic Freiberger just got a piece of it. Possibly came off the end of the barrel, but foul ball nonetheless. Ottinger from the stretch. Delivers the 2-2. Missing down and away. Off speed again from Ottinger. With a slider running the count full. Ottinger now getting the sign from May. The payoff pitch. Hoy takes off for second. Chop to third. Nice pick there from Ben Greer. Fires over to first. Two gone here in the top of the ninth. Tremendous play there from Ben Greer. Able to spear that one on the crow hop. Comes up firing across the diamond for out number two. And now Nander DeSantis will step in. This will be potentially big out here for Zach Ottinger with Kendall Yule looming on deck. And then behind him, Jake Platt, 1-for-4 so far here today. Lone hit, single back in the third. Ottinger, quick look down to Hoy at second. Delivers the pitch. Chopper to second. Pinales up with it. Slings it to Hernandez over at first. And the side is retired. Strong work there from Zach Ottinger to keep the keys at bay despite the one-out single from Dylan Hoy. Well, we head to the bottom of the ninth. We're tied 3-3. Cameron Toller makes his way in from the bullpen here for Frederick. And he'll look to send this one to extra innings. The Black Bears, on the other hand, looking to walk it off here at the Mon and officially take the series. Don't go anywhere. Bottom of the ninth, here we go. 7, 8, and 9 coming to the plate for West Virginia. And on the mound for Frederick, Cameron Toller, relieving Jonathan Pintaro of two scoreless innings. And everybody in Jed Jerko's dugout along with this crowd tonight going to be thankful that Pintaro has exited the game, throwing two perfect innings in relief, .69. And now chance for 7, 8, and 9 in the Black Bears order to walk this one off. Merrick Chloop, Ben Greer, Xavier Pinales. Cameron Toller, 6'2", 215 pounds, out of Brighton, Michigan, out of Mississippi State this past spring. Lefty Toller, last appearance was just 4 days ago on the 20th at State College, pitched a scoreless inning, was a left-handed specialist for his collegiate team in Mississippi State, school that produced former Pittsburgh Pirate Adam Frazier. Merrick Chloop now standing in. Toller is set to face three right-handed hitters, with Greer and Pinales switching. First pitch curveball there from Teller dropping in atop the zone for strike one. Schloop, the right-handed hitter, no matter what, but Pinales and Greer going to be flipping sides here as the 0-1 fastball misses down and in on Schloop. Outfield shaded slightly towards right center field. The 1-1 from Teller. Looping curveball catching the outer half of the zone this time. At the letters, Schloop now behind a ball and two strikes. Teller getting the sign from Guzman, working from the left side of the rubber. The 1-2, fastball well outside, back even 2-2. Of course, the extra inning rule possibly maybe coming into effect. Last time these two teams met, went to extra innings. Jed Jerko opted to play defense as the 2-2 pitch misses well outside, getting the count full on Schloop. Of course, at that time, Jed Jerko went to Trey Braithwaite in what was the 10th inning, but Braithwaite pitching a scoreless ninth yesterday, wouldn't imagine Jed Jerko would use him on back-to-back nights. And now Schloop going to call time being granted by Joseph Parton behind the plate. Teller from the windup, 3-2 pitch, misses down and in. Very carefully pitching there to Merrick Schloop. And the product of the Czech Republic draws a leadoff walk to bring up Ben Greer. Greer, 0-for-3 so far tonight with three punch-outs. He has hit from the left side in all of those appearances, so potentially being able to turn around might be able to work some magic here. The switch hitting. Pitch runs inside as Greer had showed the bunt, able to pull it back in plenty of time. And now we're going to see Jesus Pena on the edge of the infield grass, anticipating Greer to continue to bunt. Greer's got a lot of speed down the first baseline, so Jed Jerko possibly trying to work some small ball action here. Greer squaring to bunt, but just as he does, throw over to first base from Teller. And now a balk called by Joseph Parton, and it's going to award Merrick Schloop. Second base, putting him in scoring position. Joe Oliver came storming out of the dugout and now talking things over here. Teller, yep, made the motion towards home, turned and threw to first. The definition of a balk right there. And Joseph Parton walking away from Joe Oliver, who continues to bark at Parton behind the plate. Oliver absolutely livid. And now the crowd letting him know what he thinks. And Joe Oliver has just been tossed. Joe Oliver thrown out of this ball game. The first time I have ever seen a Case League game here in the MLB Draft League. And Joe Oliver is letting Joseph Parton hear it. Ron Whiting trying to keep Oliver away from Parton. Of course, Ron Whiting, the crew chief here with the most experience. And this is absolutely chaotic as Joe Oliver is refusing to leave the field, still chirping at Joe Oliver. Rather, Joseph Parton is Joe Oliver, and he is still letting him hear it. My goodness. And now the crowd just continuing to boo. Somebody's going to have to come out here at some point and get Joe Oliver off the field. And now Oliver finally ending his rant. And he's going to make his way down the first baseline and head towards the Frederick clubhouse. You know, I constantly talk about things you don't see every day in the MLB Draft League. And that right there may have just topped the list. A balk called by Joseph Parton behind the plate. Joe Oliver has been in his ear all night long and now comes storming out of the dugout. And for the first time here in MLB Draft League history at Mon County Ballpark, a manager has been tossed. It's a 1-0 count here to Ben Greer. Now at the runner in scoring position, the bunt can still be on. Greer going to swing away for the time being, waves and misses at a 1-0 fastball there at 91. Toller, quick look down to Chloop at second. And delivers. Pitch gets away from Guzman, and Chloop going to advance to third. That one in and out of the glove of Guzman. Would have to imagine that goes down as a pass ball. The winning run now 90 feet away for the Black Bears to walk it off. Yep, I mean, that's a pitch that Guzman should be catching. Frederick infield drawn in. Still nobody out here in the ninth. 2-1 count to Greer. Pitch home from Tuller. Fastball catching the inner half of the zone. Count even 2-2. Outfield for Frederick. Drawn in. Looking to cut a play down at the plate if a fly ball is hit by Greer. Tuller getting the sign from Guzman. 2-2 pitch. Missing outside with the slider. The count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Game tied at 3. Merrick Chloop, the game-winning run, just 90 feet away from the plate. The Black Bears looking to make it 7 wins in a row. Joe Oliver watching on from a distance down the right field line after being tossed. Payoff pitch to Greer, and he fouls it off, back out of play. And that one will leave the ballpark on the fly. So Ben Greer will get to see at least one more pitch. Pitch to Greer, and he spoils it again, sending it to the netting of the backstop. Greer recognizing what's at stake, a chance to be the walk-off hero for the Black Bears. Tuller getting the sign from Guzman. The 3-2 pitch, and it's called strike 3 on the outer edge of the plate. And that's going to quiet down this Black Bears crowd just a little bit. A pitch certainly way too close to take there if you are Ben Greer. And now Xavier Pinales will have the chance to be the hero. Pinales, 1-for-3. Drove in the game-winning runs yesterday against the Keys. Chance to do it again. First pitch to him, fastball missing up and away. Pinales out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Gonzaga product. Looking to be the hero. Tuller trying to force this to extra innings. The missing outside. 2 balls and no strikes now to the Black Bears second baseman. Keys infield and outfield still drawn in. Tuller working from the stretch. 2-0. Missing up and away. Off speed was Tuller. 3 balls and no strikes to Xavier Pinales. Everybody here at Mont County Ballpark on the edge of their seats. And now Keys just electing to intentionally walk Xavier Pinales, already at 3 balls and no strikes. Something you don't see every day again in the draft league, an intentional walk. But now the double play is in order for the Keys to potentially get out of the inning. The lineup going to turn over here for Sam Crail. And now he's going to get the chance to be the hero as Joseph Parton's going to make his way out onto the field to talk things over with Ron Whiting. Just a quick word and then makes his way back to the dugout. Crowd really engaged here, recognizing the situation. Lefty-lefty matchup, Tuller and Crail. First pitch, curveball grounded to short for one. Flip to second, relay throw over to first. And call awaits at second base, and the Black Bears are going to be doubled off. That'll fire up the Frederick dugout. A late call there from Ron Whiting. Sam Crail grounding into an inning-ending double play. That is an absolute rally killer for the Black Bears with the game-winning run. 90 feet away. It was a bang-bang play. Ron Whiting originally didn't make the call, which is why I just pushed over to the relay throw at first. But we're still tied at three, heading to extra innings. And it appears as if Marcus Smith is going to take over as interim manager. And Jed Jerko once again going to take the defensive aspect here. So the Frederick Keys will have to drive in a run before three outs are recorded. Of course, the runner on first base will be Nander DeSantis. And it's an interesting scenario here for Jed Jerko with Kendall Yule and Jake Plastiak both coming to the plate. The Keys have emptied their bullpen. They've all made their way or are in the process of making their way to the dugout. Nobody warmed up for the Black Bears down in their bullpen, so it's still Zach Ottinger's game here for the Black Bears, and after a solid appearance for him in the ninth, certainly can understand why Jed Jerko would trust him here. Of course, for Tuller, he won't get the opportunity to take the mound again, so it'll go down as a scoreless inning for Tuller. Didn't concede a hit, no runs against, otherwise we wouldn't be playing baseball still. Walk two, struck out one. Kendall Yule now will be stepping to the plate. And Nander DeSantis is going to be pinch ran for. It'll be Daniel Figueroa getting the opportunity to pinch run. So Kendall Yule stepping in here. Second time the Black Bears have gone to extra innings, and it's the Frederick Keys. Frederick looking to redeem themselves from a few weeks ago. The Black Bears looking to make it seven consecutive wins. First pitch from Ottinger, a fastball missing, down and away. With Frederick turning to a pinch runner in Daniel Figueroa, would have to imagine that at some point might see him take off for second base. Dances off of first, now gets his lead. The 1-0 pitch, Yule lines that one back up the middle for a base hit. That'll put runners at first and second with nobody out now for Jake Plastiak. Kendall Yule, his second hit of the night, makes himself 2-for-4 with the walk, and Jake Plastiak a chance here to walk it off. Of course, Plastiak so far today, 2-for-4, a pair of singles. Ottinger coming set and delivers. Plastiak swinging away. First pitch fouling it off over the awning on the third base side of the ballpark. A long strike one that was. Still have fireworks here after the conclusion of this game. Certainly be much more enjoyable if Zach Ottinger can keep the Keys off the board. Comes set at the belt. Quick look down to Figueroa at second. Gives him a second look, delivers the 0-1. Fastball at the knees for strike two. Perfect pitch there from Zach Ottinger. And Hunter May did a great job of framing it as well. Two strikes here on Jake Plastiak. Two on in the top of the 10th. Keys need a run to win. Black Bears scoreless inning to win themselves. 0-2 from Ottinger. Grounded a second. Pinale slips to Antonacci. Turned. Double play turned by the Black Bears. 4-6-3. That erases Plastiak and Yule. The game-winning run, of course, 90 feet away. But more importantly, two outs here for Zach Ottinger and the West Virginia Black Bears. Now it'll bring up Carlos Guzman. Just before that, Hunter May mound visit with Zach Ottinger. Guzman 0-for-3 with a walk here in this one. Looking to be the one to at the very least keep this alive for the Keys. Ottinger continuing to work from the stretch. Black Bears infield drawn back. First pitch swinging. Ground ball up the middle for a base hit. And Carlos Guzman is going to walk it off on an RBI single for the Frederick Keys, taking this one by a score of 4-3. Perfect pitch there from Zach Ottinger. Guzman, never giving up, delivers with his first hit of the ball game. And it comes at probably the most important time possible as the Frederick Keys take this one by a score of 4-3. Druvon Sayo here set to recap this one with you as it was another back and forth contest between the two sides. Frederick got on the board first in the top of the first with Jake Plastiak singling the ball back to Cedric Day Grand Prix on the mound. Freiberger scoring in the process. And then the bottom of the second was West Virginia who took a lead of their own. Hunter May tripling on a ball to right field that scored Ryan Hernandez. And then Ryan McCoy grounding out to bring home Hunter May. In the bottom of the third, West Virginia another run to their name. Singling was Ryan Hernandez. Out to right field, scoring Sam Antonacci. Frederick tacked on two runs of their own as Jesus Pena struck out swinging. The ball got away from Hunter May. Guzman broke for the plate, came around to score. It was a wild pitch from Zach Bravo in the process that made things a little bit more difficult for the Black Bears. And then Petey Guo singled on a ground ball to Schloop out in right field that scored Logan Sanders from third base. That allowed the game to be tied at 3. Black Bears and the Keys both had a pair of opportunities to take the lead through the later half of this ball game, but neither side was able to do anything with it. And then went to the extra innings. Jed Jerko opting to play defense. Once again, Zach Ottinger got a double play induced after conceding a single to Kendall Yule. It was Jake Plastiak who hit into that single, or hit into the double play after the Kendall Yule single. And then Carlos Guzman, who was one of two Frederick Keys hitters to come to the plate at that point without a hit, singles back up the middle for a walk-off base hit. Frederick Keys take this one 4-3. The Black Bears win streak officially snapped at this point. They fall to 8-11 on the season. Frederick, on the other hand, improving to 10-9, as these two teams will meet once again tomorrow night in what is slated to be a rubber match. 7:05 first pitch on Star Wars night. Take a look at the pitching here. Mentioned that both bullpens got out of some very important jams. For the Frederick Keys, it was Zach Frood who went 3 innings, gave up all 3 runs for the Keys on 3 hits, struck out 6, walked just 1. And then it was zeros on the scoreboard from there on out for the Keys bullpen as Zach Chin was the one who got it started, followed by Jeffrey Wilson with scoreless 2 innings, Jonathan Pintaro, 2 scoreless of his own that were in fact perfect, and then Cameron Toller with a scoreless 9th inning. As for West Virginia, went 3 innings, gave up a run on 5 hits, struck out 5, walked 1, and Zach Bravo gave up the remaining 2 runs in regulation over the course of the 4th and 5th innings on 2 hits and a walk. Tucker Shalley, Wyatt Wendell, Ryan Velasquez, Zach Ottinger finished out regulation scoreless, and then it was Ottinger who gave up the walk-off single in extra innings. So Ottinger will be the one to take the loss here in this contest. Would imagine that Cameron Toller would be the one to get credit for the win after pitching the bottom of the 9th. Once again, your score here tonight: Frederick 4, West Virginia 3. We get set for a rubber match tomorrow. Fireworks set to begin here in just a few seconds. Pregame show begins at 6:35 tomorrow. First pitch at 7 o'clock. For everybody here with the West Virginia Black Bears, including general manager Leanne Sonato, I am Drew Von Sayo, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at the Mon. Pregame show, 6:35, first pitch, 7:05.